Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss the unbelievable new baby names of Grimes and Elon Musk, the pumpkin spicification of dude wipes, how we're doing in our fantasy football league, and the latest drama at my local post office. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey. Oh my gosh.
What is so funny? You have a lot of funny stuff to tell me today.
Not really. I was just kind of feeling the joy and bliss of life. How are you?
Whoa. Life really tickled your fancy.
Well, only for a brief moment, but then I remembered everything else.
If you had a fancy, you know how they're all like tickle your fancy?
Well,
what the fuck is your fancy?
I think it's a fanny is a lot of people are calling fannies. Well, actually, a fanny, I always thought a fanny was your ass, but I've heard people say that a fanny is your front.
Your fanny is your butt.
No, your fanny is your punani tsunami pussy.
Absolutely not. Vagina. Who's spreading this lie?
Vaginal area.
No, when I was in middle school gym class, Did you hear the neighbor's dog barking?
I actually put him on the mic. I'd rather listen to him.
I don't mean to hate dogs, but that one.
Well, what did they do? What are they trying to communicate, you think? Are they saying, "Dead body in here"?
They're trying to communicate that their owners don't love it because they don't take care of it.
No. Oh my god, that is so sad. Oh my god. Gentle barn intervention.
Will you talk while I go close my window?
Because sure, I've got so much to say. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, ladies and gentle thems. I need you to know one thing and one thing only, and that Corey got a very cute haircut. So if you can hear this, he can't hear me. He's coming back. Let him know. Okay, welcome back.
Do you think it's inappropriate for me to leave a note on this neighbor's door that says, "Get your dog some lessons"?
Oh, I don't think that's inappropriate. I think it's uncalled for. I don't think it's inappropriate. I thought you were going to say, like, kill your dog or something.
No, honey, I want this dog to be joyful, joyful.
You want the dog to be experiencing the subtle bliss of life?
Yes.
I get it.
This dog seems angry at the world.
Well, let me tell you something. Some dogs do suffer from depression. I recently had to dog sit for a dog, and part of the instructions were like, give the dog these antidepressants once per day. And I'm looking at the bottle. I'm like, damn, bitch, me too. The fuck? We got the same doctor. We have the same prescription. I thought, oh, man, hello.
Well,
let me tell you, the dog needs the antidepressants. I get it.
Well, I need to go back to fanny talk now that I've closed my windows.
Fanny talk? You mean the side of TikTok where we only discuss fannies?
Fanny talk. When I was in middle school or elementary.
Okay.
Elementary school.
Elementary.
The gym teacher was all on your fannies, anytime he wanted us to sit crisscross applesauce in alphabetical order. It was very on your fannies.
Now, was this before or after the sit and reach?
It was
a joke, and I take it back. You know who's always in my Twitch chat?
Nikki Blonsky.
No. More
my old gym teacher.
Close. Honestly, kind of close.
Okay.
Always in my Twitch chat. Verified account on Twitch, American Heart Association.
Why?
And I'm all, hi.
Are they all big into heart health?
I don't know.
Do you think the whoever American runs heart, their social is just busy at work?
The American Heart Association, you know, my main trigger when I hear American Heart Association, well, I have two triggers.
Hoops for heart.
Jump rope for heart, of course. Where my love of jump roping stemmed from. And then secondly, they should drop American. It's not looking
Heart Association.
It's not looking good for American Heart Association. Just you know, it brings a brother type of vibe to the artery.
Hell yeah, brother.
Where were you January 6th? American Heart Association.
So you're saying I should hang my American flag back up.
Hold on, my air conditioning just turned on and it's blasting, my dear.
Are we having technical difficulties this episode?
I'm certainly not. I'm not.
Well, I don't know how to, I can't control the neighbor's dog.
I can't control the air conditioning. I can, but.
I think you can.
I've tried. The Nest was set up a long, long time ago.
In a place far, far away?
Well, no, in my bedroom. Do you hear it rattling? My God! Anyway, so back to fanny talk or what? Or what?
Is that what our new podcast is called? Fanny talk.
Oh my gosh, so there I was at the post office today, and... Oh, I had to go twice. So I had all these raffle prizes that I send out to people who were part of... We did a fundraiser for educators in our community, and it went really well, and it was a wonderful fundraiser, and we raised a lot of money for 18 different classrooms, and all of their classrooms are getting their stuff now. But all of the donators were put into, like, a raffle pool, and the winners got to pick their prizes. And some of the prizes include... different, like, physical things. So, like...
I didn't think you were going to the post office to mail not.
Vibes. I'm sending vibes exclusively. No, some of them were, like, Psychobabble merch that we had. And, there I am at the post office this morning, and I have, like, 30 packages to send, and I know, like, people are not having it. So I go, when it's my turn, I'm up there, and I say, I have a lot of packages. You tell me the maximum I can do in this transaction, and I will get right back in line at the end of the line. Like, don't worry, I'm not trying to do all of them at once. You just tell me. So she's like, oh, you can do 10 at a time. And I'm like, okay, perfect. So... I do my 10, and there is a fight in line happening behind me between two people, and, like, I'm making eye contact with the woman who's helping me, and she's giving me eye contact, and I'm giving her, like, the, oh, my God, and she's giving me the, oh, my God. And then I come back, I go to the gym, and I come back after the gym, and I do 10 more, and there's more drama. There's somebody that seems to have cut somebody else in line, and the guy at the post office, first of all, he was hot, and then he started to be rude to other people, and immediately I was repulsed. Like, I don't think anybody becomes less hot quicker than a rude person for no reason. Like, he's like, he was like,
grow up.
He told some guy who got in line, he's like, this is your first time to the post office, Papa? And
was the guy old?
Yes. And the
he called Papa old?
Yes. And I was all,
And what was it? What did Papa have to say?
Well, he had gotten out of line to go get something to do something. He got back in line because she told him he could get back in line. He didn't have to wait back in line again. Blah, 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 blah. And
oh, they do. They're
doing that. They're doing that. And so and the guy's all like, you guys that can't hire any more people to be working right now. Why is the line so long? You can't do this quicker. And I'm like, okay, you're not about to start a fight with my post office lady who I have seen go through shit, and I have been here mailing friendship bracelets watching her argue with idiots in line every single time I come in. So like, no ma'am, Pam.
And did you say something?
Well, everybody in line came to her defense. It was beautiful. And I'm thinking, you know what, she really puts up with some bullshit, but this is what life is like when you live in a society. Everybody's here.
Yeah.
Everybody's walking around, everybody's participating, and there's no rule. It feels like there's no rules. I know there are rules, but it feels like not everyone knows societal norms.
Do you know where there's no rules?
Is this a riddle? Are you serving troll under a bridge?
I sure am. No, I think it's a slogan of a chain restaurant.
There's no rules here at, when you're in charge, you get it your way, Burger King.
No, I'm pretty sure Outback Steakhouse used to be all no rules.
No rules, just right. Or something.
Let me Google Outback Steakhouse. Yeah, no rules, just right. How did you know?
Well, you know, I've been marketed to. I'm a victim of capitalism. I consume ads.
Wow, you consume ass?
I consume ads, baby, ads.
Well,
I heard.
Speaking of ass,
we consume 10,000 ads per day.
10,000, no way.
Which brings me to the sponsor of today's episode. Thank you so much. What was it? Ass?
Yeah. And now, are you familiar with dude wipes?
Am I ever?
Are you?
I mean, I'm...
Explain dude wipes for the children.
Okay, so... Children? Dude wipes... Okay, so you got your baby wipes, and then you have your, like, adult... butt wipes, just kind of like wipes for your butt. And
but are the non-gender specific butt
non-gendered wipes? Butt wipes, hole wipes, not butt but hole.
Oh
well, okay. Well you know, some people need to know, like, I don't know. So, and then dude wipes, oh, they're branded for dudes. It's like Coke Zero's.
Hell yeah,
it's,
brother.
It's Coke. Diet Coke is for women, and Coke Zero is for men. Dude wipes are for men.
Okay, they're for dudes. They're for bros, jocks, dudes.
I can't argue with their existence because we live in a society where there are women with entire threads on Reddit talking about their husbands who can't wipe because they think it's gay.
So then they had to come out with, are dude wipes no homo?
Dude wipes are no homo, for sure. For sure, for sure. That's the whole point. That's the whole point.
I think dude wipes' most recent marketing efforts are a little homo.
Go on. Are they like, let your dude wipe your bro for you or a little? What is it?
Well, you know what season is upon us?
Pumpkin spice.
Yes.
Oh, really?
So that leads me to the new Dumpkin Spice dude wipes.
Ooh, you know what I sound like just then? Remember that woman who stomped on the grapes? Ow, 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 ow.
Are you using the new Dumpkin Spice dude wipes? They're made with clove, nutmeg, and other fall bleep.
Dumpkin Spice. Pumpkin spice. I'm not somebody who gets pumpkin spice things in general, generalmente.
Will you like a little pumpkin spice on your dumpkin?
I don't know. I did once buy pumpkin spice.
Didn't you do a taste off of all a pumpkin spice?
I put pumpkin spice on every kind of food, like fast food, for a YouTube video way back in ye olde time. And it was fun and it was good sometimes. And then, but I still have the pumpkin spice in my spice drawer. Should I just do a little bit of a dabble on
you should
on the whole?
If you've got,
and I could skip the dumpkin spice and really give them the same flavor, but for less.
Well, if you have any lady wipes in your house, you could perhaps sprinkle a little of the pumpkin spice on them and make your own budget do dumpkin wipes.
If you don't have dumpkin, if they don't have dumpkin spice, you can make it at home. Off-brand is fine.
What? So are there, what, ladies just don't get the dumpkin spice this fall season?
You know what? I need to go back to the post office because I had another part to this. I was telling them, I was making small talk with my woman, the woman who checks me out. And she goes, what are you mailing? And then
and you said friendship bracelets?
And I said, oh, well, that's a shirt. And she goes, you make shirts? And I said, well, it's a shirt of...
My podcast.
and as soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, oh my God, it's dead silent in this post office. And everyone in line behind me heard me talking about my podcast.
I would just say you didn't turn around and tell everyone to get out their phones and log on.
No. She goes, do you have a co-host? I said, no. No, I said, yes, his name is Corey. He's my best friend. He lives in San Francisco. We went to college together. And I'm thinking, why am I telling her everything?
Oh, my God.
So,
do you think she thought nice things about me?
No. Oh. She doesn't seem the type, but she definitely knows you exist now.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, so, okay, now back to your dude wipes.
I mean, I can move on from one poop story to another.
No. Okay, so...
So where were you
last
week?
I thought you were going to say at 9/11 because we're recording at 9/11.
Sure wasn't. I was going to say, where were you? But it is flight related.
Hmm.
Did I say that?
Where was I last week?
Were you on a flight from Atlanta to Barcelona?
I don't think so.
Well, a passenger on a flight from Atlanta to Barcelona had diarrhea so bad, they had to turn the plane around and land it. And then when they landed it, they had to rip out the carpets.
Oh my God. What?
This person had diarrhea down the aisle.
Were they ascending straight up? Was it only during the ascent? How did it go? Aren't we horizontal when we're flying? I don't really know.
I think there was ascent.
Okay, so
that's my whole story. It wasn't you.
You know,
you weren't on this flight.
It wasn't me, but there is somebody that does show up to the Twitch community sometimes. Their name is Diarrhea Airlines. Shout out to Diarrhea Airlines. And I feel like, either they were trying to warn us, or they are they're the poopetrator, or
they're not a poopetrator,
or something.
Have you ever been a poopa trader?
No, like to trade poop. No, though I was. I think I've told you this. In fifth grade, I was working a illegal trading ring.
Was this when the whole neighborhood tried to split one pizza?
And we did. That was at the same house where I first tried. I first saw and tried Cookie Crisp.
Pumpkin spice.
No. And Oreo O's.
Wait. Oreo O's. What do you mean at the house? Was that someone else's home?
Yes. She hosted the Halloween neighborhood pizza party that we sold tickets to door to door and nobody came. Anyway, Now, what was the question? We were talking about something.
I don't know. You were talking about trading.
Oh, the underground trading ring for Pokemon cards. I was the middleman when people were trying to trade cards, when you couldn't have cards in fifth grade. Couldn't have them out.
So what would you do?
I would take somebody's... I was like the cord between two Game Boys, if you will, you know?
You were the cord between the mom and the baby.
The umbilical? The umbilical.
Yes.
No, I wasn't that. What is up with that? So everything's going from mom to baby through that USB?
It's like an extension cord.
How long is the extension cord?
I wonder, actually, is there like a world record longest?
Certainly. Well, you know all Guinness World Records, you have to pay for the certification. So it becomes so corny when you know somebody paid $6,000 to have the Guinness Book record for something.
Be careful. You know somebody who did that.
Is it you?
No.
Well... Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey.
What?
I was thinking of your mom this week.
Is it my mom? Did she do it? Did she have the longest umbilical cord? No.
So I was at a home for a game night, and they were making manicotti.
Mm. Well, you know, that's my mom's Christmas special.
So I guess I never knew how you have to stuff the manicotti.
Hell yeah. You could lose a wedding ring.
It looked like a lot of slippery work, and I thought, this is what Jackie's up to every Christmas?
Yeah, and you think she washes her hands?
No, she uses dude wipes for sure.
Yeah.
If you don't wash your hands, at least use a Dumpkin Spice dude wipe.
Not a Dumpkin Spice. Is it antibacterial or what? Or is it just like a scent cover up for the wipeage area?
Lucky you, I still have the page open.
Is this a gimmick? Are they doing a gimmick?
When nature's calling and leaves are falling, keep your butt cozy with a mix of clove, nutmeg, and other fall scents.
Well, yeah.
Plant-based ingredients. Our butt wipes are formulated for a gentle, more refreshing feeling.
Okay. Well, speaking of baby wipes.
The number one review at the top of the site says, now I don't have to grit my teeth after using the toilet. I don't like that.
Grit my teeth? Oh, because like toilet paper is so vicious. Or the thought of not using anything is like, oh, I gotta grin and bear with this shit on my hole.
Well, dude, a dude must have written this, and as you know, men don't wipe. Country boys make do.
So, we reported on Elon Musk and Grimes having their first child.
Okay. Did they have another?
They've had three children. I think we missed the middle one.
I thought Grimes left him.
They're like partially broken up or something. I don't know.
Broken up and still having children?
I don't know. So the first child was named X, and then a symbol that is A and E combined, space A-12. And they called that first child X.
Okay, cool. just like his little website
he's up to.
He's wet for exes.
The second child, who I was not aware of, who came into my knowing as soon as I knew about the third child. So like the second and third child, I became aware of at the same time because they were revealed in a biography of some sort recently, just now. Okay. The second.
Do you think they'll be up for Baby of the Year at the? What are our awards called?
The babbles, the cycle, the babbles.
The babbles.
The baby.
Will they be up for Baby of the Year?
At the babbles? Maybe. Okay. Maybe that baby will be up for a babble at the baby babbles.
Jordan Sparks just sparkles as the new baby on Babble.
Wait, somebody else was doing something like Jordan Sparks sparkling as Sparkle in the new movie Sparkle. Who was doing that?
Okay. You tell me.
Somebody else was just somebody else. The Rock rocks as Rock as in the new Rock.
As Rocky in the new Rocky.
I don't know. It was something like that. Anyway. Okay. So the second Grimes and Elon Musk baby is named Exa, EXA, space, dark, space, side Rael. Like,
why are you saying space? Can't those just be like middle names?
Exa Dark Side Rael. Exa Dark Side Rael.
Rael?
Side Rael. There's no space between side. It was a reason I was saying space, because when I don't say space, you need to know there's no space.
What about big block letters in space?
Okay, and then the third child is named Techno.
No.
Mechtronics. I know. That's what I was thinking. Techno Mechanicus. Techno Mechanicus. 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 Techno Mechanicus. Yeah. Techno Mechanicus.
Yes.
Okay, so stiff competition in the Big Babble Babies Award. Okay.
Big Baby Babble.
Big Baby Babble Baby.
Goo goo gaga. Goo gaga.
Yes. I'm rooting for...
And what else do you have
I'm
to say
rooting
about
for
these
techno.
Babies?
I'm rooting for techno, not dark side.
Nobody listens to techno.
Now, the Kelly Clarkson dark side. Dark side.
Extra dark.
No. It's just called dark side, right?
I'm familiar. I know her discography.
Pretty good.
Everybody's got a dark side.
Yeah.
Can you see mine?
Yeah. Well, but only when you don't use a dude wipe.
Thank you.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We have a new entry into our segment.
Ooh, our new segment. Guess who got hit in the face?
You know what? We're going to have to, that'll be a category.
It's going to have 20 nominees.
It's stacked.
Okay.
Well, who got hit, baby?
Someone with a crutch.
The person, they attacked a person with a crutch, or the person had a crutch.
Somebody threw a crutch and somebody caught it. Am I guessing or are you telling me?
It's a little bit of both.
I saw some of this, but I thought
it's Maluma. Maluma. Somebody threw a crutch at Maluma at a concert. So was it their carry-on, or do they need the crutch?
You get a carry-on at a concert.
Only clear bags.
True. No purses.
And yet,
there were
no
purses at the Beyonce show.
Did you see the videos of them like rushing around the VIPs at the Beyonce show in LA? Because you know how there was like 10 million VIP like celebrities at the Beyonce show.
So the normals ran around?
No, they were like scuttling around all of these VIPs in one big group.
And
I saw a post that was like, oh, so none of them had to have a clear bag?
True.
And none of them had a clear bag. They all had their normal purses.
I saw Katy Perry was there.
Did she have a clear bag? She wearing an eccentric shoe?
She was. I love her shoe line, and I follow it on Instagram.
She loves an eccentric shoe. This is.
Yes, she puts fruit on shoes. She has fun with her footwear.
Hey, now that would be a fun ranking. Ranking every Katy Perry eccentric shoe.
Okay, hold on. First of all, there's been 1,000 at this point, so I don't know how you think you're going to do that.
Ranking but the best Katy Perry eccentric shoes.
Well, let me know when you stream that, because I'll tune in and I'll have an opinion.
Okay, I'll let you know. I'm currently ranking all of my chapsticks.
Oh, I saw. As if Cherry Carmex isn't going to be number one.
It's not. It wishes, but it won't.
Aren't you a Carmex queen?
You'll have to tune in, bitch. Oh, aren't you on the edge of your seat? Well, don't scuttle too hard on the edge of your seat unless you dude wipe. Like you know what else is on the edge of your seat? A skid mark.
Got me.
Hey, oh my god, you're winning.
Winning what?
Our fantasy football league. I think.
Hey, you're gonna, you've got two players playing tonight, you're gonna beat me.
What? How do you know?
Because I'm into it, you know I'm a jock.
Okay, will you tell me anytime I'm supposed to be doing anything?
Yeah, you're lucky that you didn't ask before our game, because I will help you afterward, but if we're going head to head again, you're on your own, sister.
Oh, you go head to head against people?
Yeah, you and I are playing each other right now.
Big. Okay, damn.
Shit. Yeah, big damn is
so
right.
are we gonna shake hands after the show, after the game?
We're gonna chest bump.
Okay, well, you know how they like people spit in their hand and then they go down the line smacking people's hands like of the other team. Yeah, I'll do that to you.
Well, listen, we got a group text that was like, introduce yourself and talk shit with all the people in the fantasy football league. And I was like, it's just too early. I was like, I gotta have to have.
It's too early AI. In the group chat for you to do it. Is that what you were thinking?
No, it's too early in the morning for me to reply to this. I was like, I gotta have AI write some for me.
Oh, so did you?
So I asked AI. I said,
you said we're in a writer's strike.
I said, babe, I want to talk shit to my fantasy football league in a funny, joking way. So they're all afraid to face me, but they're also endeared.
You wrote enough to where you could have just wrote your own.
And I said,
same amount
my
of word
team
count.
Name. My team name is the Little Pig Girls. And it came back with, all right, here's 8 options.
Okay, give me your best. What did you use?
I picked my favorite one, which was number 3. It said, get ready to be truffled. The Little Pig Girls are rolling into town and we're leaving no crumbs of doubt about who's top hog in this league.
Damn, it's over for humans. Because that really, AI said, you don't need writers anymore.
Yeah. I saved this. I'm going to use one a week for the next 8 weeks.
Oh my God. Okay. What's the next? Are we supposed to talk shit every week?
Yeah, I think so. Every week you're supposed to be like, hell yeah, brother.
Okay. Well, I'm the Gretas. I was having my subathon the day we were supposed to sign up. And so,
well,
Mamrie signed me up.
Don't get me started.
Mamrie signed me up for me. And she just assumed I wanted to be called the Gretas. Because I like the female Gremlin,
like the Teresa Giudice of the Gremlins.
Yeah, from Gremlins 2. Her name is Greta.
Well, yeah, I also didn't get to draft, and the draft really fucked me. Sorry about my language.
It's okay. I don't think I picked in the draft either.
So you think next week I should use, I've got a nose for touchdowns and a taste for victory. The Little Pig Girls are here to roast the competition.
I think you should just oink. Oink, 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 oink.
Hey, league mates, get ready to be oink-spired by the Little Pig Girls. Ugh. You'll be squealing in defeat after facing me.
Bacon's not on the menu.
I hope you brought your umbrellas because there's a fantasy storm a-coming.
Ew.
And it's pigging out on victory.
I said, without AI, this is from my own brain, thank you.
Oh, wow, you've got brain.
I said, hello, fellow sports lovers. It's me, Tyler. Or as you may know me, the leader of the Gretas. If you think you can beat us, for Greta about it.
I love it. I love it. Thank you. Loved it then, I loved it now.
Yeah, well, it garnered a lot of ha-has.
Well, maybe I'll tell my AI to get a little bit better for next week.
What's worse, I got a lot of ha-has or I completely killed the conversation?
The conversation had been quiet for a while when you piped in.
Oh. Ah.
So I wouldn't read too much into it.
Mm. Would you rather ha-ha or aha?
The band?
Or
ah-ah. I'd rather ja-ja-ja-ja-ja-ja-ja-ja-ja.
Okay. Didn't know you were like that. Didn't know you were bilingual.
Well, sometimes.
Más o menos que.
Hey, did you have anything else on your list you wanted to talk about?
The only thing that's important that you need to know is that I think that you're great, Corey.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And so does your post office woman.
Well, she only has heard hearsay about you.
Well, I'll send her a letter.
She'll get it.
You think I can mail it? It'd be like, this is for you, window number 1.
She does have a spot she's always in.
Well, yeah, it's called their spot.
Yeah.
It's just like at the bank. I have my own teller window.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you put your stamps where you like it. You put your envelopes where you like it.
Okay, girl.
You put little reminders. You're like, huh?
Okay, girl. Okay, we get it. You love to, you live to work.
No, I still have nightmares about working at the bank.
Like what? Robbers?
No, that I can't balance my window, that someone else is stupid. That it's usually like a Karen in my window.
Okay,
well,
where can people find you?
Sorry about the trauma dump, everybody.
Speaking of trauma dump, Diarrhea Airlines.
You can find me hitting the skies with Diarrhea Airlines and bringing my Dumpkin Dude Wipes just in case anyone needs a little extra fall in their life.
Lord, you know how some people bring like wipes on the plane and they're wiping down left and right and center of everywhere, yes. Every inch? What if somebody had dude wipes and they were using them? What if somebody had Dunkin' wipe, dude wipes, wipe with down their seats? Oh.
You know that's happening.
Yeah.
If you can think it, it's happening. Someone's out there dude wiping the house down boots.
All right. Oh, hey, you can.
Did you want me to ask where people can find you?
You don't have to, because I'll just tell you. You can find me this Friday. We're doing a drag transformation on Twitch. So if you'd like to join us for that transformation, it starts at 2 p.m. Pacific.
Are you
5 p.m.
being
Eastern.
An Animal Crossing character?
No, I'm doing a drag queen look. I'm doing drag mama. You ever heard of drag mama?
Okay, mama.
You ever heard of it?
I heard about it.
You ever heard
mama.
Of her? Hey, heard of her?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, so come All join right. us. Twitch.tv/TylerOakley. I'll see you in the chat.
Later, bye.
Bye.